Blog Talk Radio.
I hate when my husband works late, being at home, alone at night, hearing every little creak. It's uncomfortable. I thought I was just being paranoid, then my girlfriend said she felt the same way when her husband travels. Until they had what she calls their Vivint talk. Vivint, my friend calls it the best home security system out there. It's super easy to use and fit right into our budget, and I love my video cameras. I can see what's going on in and around my home right from my computer or smartphone. It's actually kind of funny. I told my husband, if you're going to be traveling or working late, I'm getting Vivint. And it's made all the difference.
Call now. Not only is installation free, you'll get up to $1,500 worth of Vivint security cameras and equipment today at no charge. Seriously, $1,500. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Call 877-776-3430. 877-776-3430. 877-776-3430. Restrictions apply. 48 or 60-month agreement at minimum $49.99 per month required. Not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for license numbers.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our show, It's Time to Awake. On this show, there will be various topics presented, examined, and explained with an emphasis on the Word of God and the doctrine of repentance through His Son, Christ. Romans 13 and 11, and that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. We hope that you may be edified by the word of God through Christ. Shalom.
Christ, is he that one that's taught about saying things as, come as ye are? Is he about unconditional love? Was he the Christ that was born on December 25th? Christ is taught throughout the scriptures, Old and New Testament. John 5:39, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Luke 24:44, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. So we have to ask ourselves, did Christ change to conform to our minds or the times? Or is he the same Christ that was preached about starting at Genesis and ending in Revelations? We welcome you to listen in to our class on the unchanging Christ. Thank you.
We're going to go into today's class, but first we give all praises to the Most High in Christ for the understanding and wisdom to come out and teach His Word according to as it is written. And what we're going to deal with today is we're going to deal with the unchanging Spirit of Christ, because the Spirit of the Most High and His only begotten Son, Christ, cannot be compromised, can't be changed, can't be corrupted. But what has happened in this earth, even the very image that we see and attribute to Christ, is what? Corruption.
Exactly.
Right? But we know that the Most High, His Spirit, the most important part, is the Spirit of the Lord is never changing. So now, let's read, let's go to Hebrews 13 real quick. Let's read this, Hebrews 13.
Hebrews chapter 13, verses 8,
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever.
So now, the same yesterday, why? Because Christ said it in Revelations. Let me read it real quick. 22. Hold on. Revelations 22:13. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So now, Christ is the beginning. He's the end and everything in between. even the Most High manifested his only begotten in the flesh through the what? Lineage of David,
right,
coming on the earth, walking and teaching and embodying this word of the Most High, what? Without any wavering or shaking. That's what Christ is. So now, what did it say in Hebrews 13 and 8?
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
So if he's the beginning, he's the same as he was in the beginning, because we know by his hand all things were created that has ever been created.
Right?
Right.
Right.
So he's the same one in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. He's not changing.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Okay, let's get confirmation on that. Let's go to Malachi 3 and 6.
You know what? Before we even go there, not to jump the gun, but Ruth, read verses 9. I'm not sure if you're going to.
Go ahead.
All right, Hebrews 13, verses 9. It says, "Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines."
Mm.
So when you read up, it says, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever." And we just explained that it was Christ who was in the beginning with his word, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because in the word, in the beginning was the word,
right. Right.
And nothing was made without him. He's the same back then when
right.
the world was first created.
Yeah.
He's the same one that dealt with the children of Israel in
right.
the wilderness, that gave them the word through Moses.
Right.
He's the same one that dealt with us and gave us the words of the Father.
Right.
So now Paul is saying, be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. So even today when you look at it, people say things like, well, you know, you can worship Christ, just come as you are. Something like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When that's not in the scripture.
Right.
He followed his Father's commandments,
right.
and so should we, because he did that from the beginning.
Yeah.
So that's a strange doctrine.
Exactly, and that's what this is getting to,
exactly.
because when you make Christ a corruptible thing, what are you in? Doctrines of devils.
Exactly.
Those are the strange doctrines. When you keep Christ consistent from Genesis through Revelations, or from the beginning to the end, and everything in between, because the scriptures are telling us, he is not changing.
Exactly.
He is not corrupted or conforming to our corrupt minds. We have to change our corrupt minds to conform to him. So now go to Malachi 3 and 6, and let's look at that, and let's read that.
Malachi chapter 3, verses 6.
Mm-hmm.
"For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed."
So now the Lord is coming, and Malachi is going to go into later on when you read, how that a Savior is coming, and one to prepare the way for the Savior is going to come before him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because now the sons of Jacob are the Israelites, right?
Right.
If the Most High did not have mercy and did not have in his plan to save those people, we would have been consumed for
yeah.
all of what? Evil that we've done.
Right,
but he's saying it again, "I am the Lord, I change not." Because when you really look at the record and all the things that we've been going through over multitudes of classes, the Most High chose one nation of people. He gave them what? Ordinances and guides to live by. Why? Because they were sinful. He made it simple and plain. This is what you're supposed to do for me to be your God and you to be my people and be prosperous throughout the earth. The people that he gave those things to said, you know what? The hell with you. We're going to do what we want to do. Meaning, they're going to make Christ and the Most High conform to them and their corrupt mind.
Exactly.
So that's why you got these strange doctrines out here with these people with their own doctrines, and they're not dealing with the doctrine of Christ, which is repentance in his name for the remission of sins.
Exactly.
All right? So now, these things happen to us, but like Isaiah said, his hand is still stretched out.
Mm-hmm.
Because he told us now when we made the choice to not follow him, what was he going to do?
He's going to destroy us.
And that's what he did, right?
Yep.
That's why we're in the ghettos and slums all over the world. Whether you're calling them ghettos and slums in Brazil, I don't know what the hell they call them in Brazil, or Mexico, or in the United States, ghettos and slums. That's why a lot of the bulk of our people have these plagues on them, and they don't even know they're plagued. They think they're living.
They think that's normal.
Exactly. Think that's the way it's supposed to be. That's part of the what? Blindness that he put on Israel, you know, not to know. So now, the same one is not changing. That's why we're not consumed, because he said he was going to be merciful unto us, even if it's just a remnant that returns, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to utterly destroy us. So now, this same one that didn't change, Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever, the one that says, "I am the Lord, I change not," right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the same one from the beginning to the end. It's an unchanging spirit that this spiritual understanding comes from. So how can we in our time change it? Well, you know what? Back in the day when Sodom and Gomorrah was around, there wasn't enough people. That's why he had such a harsh stance against homosexuality. But now since the world is populated, it's just love. It's all right for a man to be with a man and a woman to be with a woman. Or, you know, back in the day, they didn't have refrigerators, so a pork chop could have killed you. But now, you know, they got all kind of cleaning, sanitation processes, and they got freezers, and the food won't mold, so you can eat pork, right? These are the things we do. But is that the will or spirit of Christ?
No, it's not.
Now, let's give you a perfect example about that. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Start at verse 1.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
What sea was it talking about, bro?
The Red Sea, when the Lord led the children of Israel out of Egypt into the wilderness and eventually the Promised Land.
Wait a minute. I thought he was talking to the Corinthians, the people of Greek descent here. Was the Greeks led through the sea?
When he says, moreover, brethren, he's talking to the Israelites that dwelt in Corinth.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking. Because people what corrupt this and change this and make Christ be for what? All people. When he was for one people, according to the scriptures, as it is written. Read that again.
You know he's talking to their descendants when he says, all our fathers
right.
passed through the sea.
Exactly. Read that again.
1 Corinthians 10, verses 1.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
You know.
And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
Now, when they passed through the Red Sea, right, did they get water, dunked in water?
They crossed through the Red Sea on dry land.
No, it couldn't have been. It says they were baptized because in the world today it says that the word baptism entails you going in the pool and getting wet, right?
What was that we read in Hebrews 13:9 about strange doctrines?
Exactly, exactly. Okay. That's the point. I'm doing this to show how we go into our own thing and not follow what is written. These people were being baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, right? Now, wait, okay, the cloud has water too. It must have rained on it.
Lord was in the cloud.
Exactly.
And when it says baptized unto Moses, because Moses was giving them the words of the Lord.
Exactly. So that was what was cleaning up their act.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what they were being cleansed by.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were being baptized by, was the word. Mm-hmm. Now, can these words, if followed properly in the right spirit, still baptize us today?
Yes.
No, it couldn't, because that's the Old Testament. That's Moses.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Well, what are you talking about, Jesus Christ? What is this? Christ ain't got nothing to do with that. Keep reading to show that it was Christ.
Okay,
so read verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. I won't interrupt so we get the whole thing, and then we'll go in.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea,
right,
and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
The same Christ that was in the beginning is the same Christ that was dealing with the children of Israel, passing through the Red Sea, being baptized in what? The Word. That's why he said in John 15:3, ye are now clean through the words that I have spoken unto you, because it's the same Christ doing it the same way. Right? So that spiritual rock that followed them, the one that was giving them the spiritual meat and the spiritual drink, was who?
Christ.
The one and only Christ that never changed.
Yep.
Now, in this time, is he still giving us the same spiritual meat and the same spiritual drink?
Yes. Can I go to scripture
go ahead, quick?
And then we're going to come back to 1 Corinthians. Let's go to Hebrews. Let me get it first. Hebrews 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts in chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes into chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, that part of the Bible was hiding from me for a minute. I couldn't find it. Okay, here we go. Now, in chapter 3
mm-hmm.
of Hebrews, Paul was talking to the Hebrews, the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
about their forefathers that passed out of Egypt through the Red Sea into the promised land eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at Hebrews 4, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, into that promised land, into the kingdom
mm-hmm.
now for us,
mm-hmm.
any of you should seem to come short of it. So we got to fear and make sure, always examine ourselves, make sure we're doing right according to the words of the Lord.
Right. As it is written.
As it is written, exactly. Not as according to men tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them.
Mm.
So the same gospel was preached to the Israelites in that time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't commit sin. Don't do this. Don't commit adultery. This is what marriage is, according to my word.
Mm-hmm.
The other examples. Don't steal. Don't do this. Don't do that. Do this. Do that. For unto us was the same gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So they didn't have a ready mind to accept it as the way they should live.
Exactly.
Basically, when you boil it down.
The same way we don't.
Exactly. Because
we want to be
even
in
today.
The Baptist church, Pentecostal church, Jehovah's Witness,
everything else but.
Everything else
mm-hmm.
but Catholicism.
Exactly.
Everything
mm-hmm.
else but the Word. Now, that's an interesting point, too, because
mm-hmm.
it's talking about how they didn't get it coming
mm-hmm.
through the wilderness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they wasn't taking heed to the what? Things
the
that they were
the
being
Lord.
Baptized in, right?
Exactly.
And
yeah.
what were they being baptized in? You just read it. The word that was preached to them.
Uh-huh.
So what are our people supposed to be baptized in today?
Into the word that's preached to them, the whole Bible,
exactly.
the laws and the testimony.
The same doctrine
mm-hmm.
that is preached to them back in the wilderness is the one that Paul is bringing what? For us
mm-hmm.
to record and report and preach today.
Okay. Yeah.
You understand? Because
yeah.
why? The Most High said his son is an unchanging spirit.
Right.
Yeah.
I am the Lord, I change not. Jesus Christ is saying today, yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that was in the wilderness guiding the children through the wilderness and baptizes them in the spiritual meat and spiritual drink is the same one that Moses talked about to the children, is the same one that we witness and testify to today. Christ, the
mm-hmm.
Christ, according to as it is written in the Bible.
Yep.
That's
yep.
the point. Now, when we read this, it talks about. Go ahead.
No, I was just going. Stay right there.
Okay,
1 Corinthians 10. Let's read verses 5 and 6.
Go ahead.
1 Corinthians 10, verses 5. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness.
Okay, so that's just what you were saying.
Yeah.
And the same thing in Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
Not mixed with faith. They did not obey the instructions in righteousness according to as it was written, as it was told to them from the Lord's mouth to Moses' mouth to them. And with many of them, God was not well pleased. Why? Why was he not well pleased?
Because they wasn't following the word and they weren't being properly baptized in it.
Exactly. So read verse 6.
Now these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted.
So why are those things then our examples today?
Because it's the same doctrine and the same thing that we need to be taking heed to.
Bada bing.
So when you say, I ain't dealing with that old law of Moses, understand what you're saying. You're
mm-hmm.
going to hell with the Most High. I want to do whatever the hell I want to do and go into all my lusts and do what it is I think is right. That's what you're saying. Because the same doctrine that Christ was bringing then
mm-hmm.
is the same gospel, according to Hebrews 4 and 2, is being preached to us today to repent and believe the scriptures. Man, believe what's written. See, that's the thing that people don't understand. The reason that the Most High had to give us a laundry list of laws wasn't because he just liked to hear himself talk. It was because we were a hot mess as a people.
Yeah, and we still are.
Exactly. That's the point. We don't even know why we end up in captivity. Well, because our enemies that took us into captivity taught us a doctrine that we were Africans, and our brother Africans traded each other and sold us to the so-called white man in this time.
They knew who we were then,
exactly.
Just like they know
who
that
we are now.
We're different from them even now.
Exactly. Yeah. So now, that discounts why we ended up in slavery from the time of the Assyrian captivity into the Babylonian captivity, into the Persian Medes, into the Greeks and the Romans, where we still are today. Because our people are what? Blinded, and they're wicked in their thought process, and they have to understand that we all have to repent and come back to this baptism that Moses was given in the wilderness. Based on what? Spiritual meat and spiritual drink. It don't matter about now, to this day. Moses was a good example, just like our father Abraham was, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the key now is the spiritual meat and spiritual drink comes through who?
It comes through Jesus Christ.
Read Matthew 5, and let's read verse 17. I can tell right now, we're not going to get through this in a half an hour, so we'll continue next week if the Lord will. All right?
Matthew chapter 5, verses 17.
Mm-hmm.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Oh, see, that means we don't have to do it anymore.
Right.
Now, does that tie in with the rest of the scriptures that we just read?
It does. Yeah. You know why? Because he didn't come to destroy it, because it was perfect from the beginning.
Yeah, but it doesn't tie in the way that I was talking about how we don't have to do
it. Oh, yeah, right.
It doesn't
tie
into it that way.
Right, it doesn't tie into it the way the world deals with it.
Exactly.
But if you look at what we just read about, I am the Lord, I change not.
Mm-hmm.
So if he didn't change, why would he destroy the law and the prophets?
That he gave to us in the first place.
Exactly, because he was the one in the cloud, in the spirit, angelic form, but now he's what? Manifest in the flesh, and this time where he says, think not that I am come to destroy the law and the prophets, right?
Right, exactly.
That's what he said. Think not that I am come to destroy the law and the prophets, because that's not my job. I came to fulfill. What is that fulfillment? A lot of that goes into what? Because we were so corrupted and tainted, everything the Most High gave us, he had to perfect those things. Like,
exactly.
The Most High would not be pleased with our sacrifice because they were done by wicked hands,
mm-hmm.
by corrupting the process he gave us, right?
Right.
So Christ had to die as a perfect sacrifice. So can any man put his hands on that sacrifice and corrupt it now?
Nope.
But it's still there, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, it's perfected in him. That's like one of the things he came to fulfill. Does that mean the law of sacrifice is done away with?
No.
It's perfected. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing that came to what a sure end that the Most High what created. He had to do what? Perfect them. So that they can survive forever,
exactly.
because of our wickedness. That is the crux of the matter.
Exactly.
That's what we have to understand. So now, when you look at this thing, it says, Christ, go back to 1 Corinthians 10.
Mm-hmm.
Read 1 through 4 again, and then we'll just start touching on the spiritual meat and what that's all about.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1.
Uh-huh.
Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
So now, what happened? He gave us the proper understanding for us to clean ourselves up.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us that understanding because we were sinful. And that spiritual meat and drink was all those things you see Moses saying, thus saith the Lord to the children of Israel, don't suffer a witch to live. Don't be a necromancer. Don't deal with the what? That all this stuff they be doing now, calling spirits and whatnot.
Yeah.
All those laws about not being a multitude to do wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
Not murder. Don't commit adultery.
Yeah,
things that Moses was talking about was the things that we were readily, wholeheartedly doing. And the Most High said, for you to be my people, you have to stop doing these things, and I'm going to write them down and show you what it is for you not to do. And then I'm going to show you the things that you're supposed to do, like the Sabbath, which is the seventh day, keep it holy. That's something I want you to do, right? Those things were given to us because we would not deal with it, just like today.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't deal with it. It's the same problem that was then. Not only didn't Christ change, but in a lot of parts, the people haven't changed either. They're still going into the same wickedness. That's why we have to repent and change according to what is written in Christ. But now, I just want to touch on this one point before we move too far off so we can be ready for next week. When it talks about the baptism that Moses was dealing with, now you already brought out that the same gospel that was preached to them back then is what Paul is dealing with when he was writing in Hebrews, and it's the same thing we're dealing with right now because there was never a change in the doctrine. The same gospel was preached to them that is preached to us. So that same thing was based on what? Them nourishing themselves on spiritual meat and spiritual drink, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is that going into? Let's just go, let's hit one place where Christ was dealing with it. And we're going to look at something he said in John 6. We'll start at verse 32.
No, I was just writing that down.
John 6, verse 32, brother. John 6, verse 32. I jumped the gun off.
Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven.
So he's saying, truly, truly, Moses didn't give you the true bread, but my Father has given it to you.
Let me read verse 48.
Okay, go ahead.
I am that bread of life.
Well, I'm just going to say it again.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Keep reading, though.
Verse 33. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world.
So this bread that he's talking about, that spiritual meat that they were nourishing themselves on in the wilderness, it's the same spiritual meat that we have to do today because now he's in the flesh saying it. He's not in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night telling Moses to tell us. He's that spirit that was there in the wilderness is in the fleshly body telling us the same thing. Why? I am the Lord, I change not. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. Read that again out.
John 6, verse 33. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world.
Read on.
Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
So the spiritual meat and the spiritual drink is about who?
It's about Christ.
Christ and the understanding. This is my son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. After they saw a witness of an event with him, with two of what the world considers as the greatest prophets, Moses and Elijah. Christ is sitting there, the Most High was like, yeah, you know, Moses did his thing. He did his job according to my will. And Elijah did his thing. He did his job according to my will. But my son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. So this is the bread that we're supposed to nourish ourselves on, that spiritual meat, the same thing they were dealing with in the wilderness, is about Christ and his doctrine. That's why he said, I am the bread of life that cometh down from heaven. Excuse me. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never what?
Hunger.
And he that believeth on me shall never what?
Thirst.
So he's got both things covered.
Spiritual meat
and spiritual drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So now, when we look at this, let's close out and let's go to Hebrews 1. Let's just read 8 through 12. And then we'll pick back up on this topic next week, Lord willing. And we'll deal with this unchanging spirit, this thing that people want to vastly change in the earth. Read Hebrews 1, start at verse 8. I think we got like about a minute left. We should be able to close out on that. Hebrews 1, read verse 1, then jump down to 8 and read through 12.
Okay. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, verse 8.
Read verse 2 up there.
Okay, verse 2. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world.
Right.
Verse 8.
But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
Mm-hmm.
And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands.
Skip to verse 12.
And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail.
So now, we're dealing with the same spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot compromise or change it, because the Lord has said, this is him, and this is what he's bringing us, the doctrine of the Most High. For a quick review, and we'll deal with Hebrews 13 and 8.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 13, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just saying that, just like it tells you in Psalms 119, how the Lord's righteousness is forever.
Right.
That's saying that when Christ, when our Lord said that we should do something,
mm-hmm.
in the beginning, that word has stayed the same,
mm-hmm.
even today and even forever.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So now, Christ is the word, isn't he? So the thing that is in the earth that, you know, we in a new covenant and the whole game has changed. When the judgments of the Most High, his righteousness has never changed. And it tells us that all through the scriptures. Christ is the word. He's the embodiment of the way we should live and how we should be according to the word of the Most High. So now, we try to say in this earth that, you know, Christ changed, but we just read the scripture that said Christ didn't change.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when was Christ yesterday?
That's talking about in the Old Testament.
Yeah, but it's not just talking about the Old Testament. He was yesterday because he was in the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he says in Revelations, all over Revelations, what? I am the first and the last.
Yeah, the Alpha and Omega.
I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning, I am the ending. So while Christ, the same Christ that was in the beginning, right,
mm-hmm.
in the spirit form, matter of fact, let's go to the scripture review of that.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 10.
Yeah, because what it's saying basically is, how can he come and change what he said in the beginning, like people say today?
Right. And what it is our people don't understand that Christ came to reform things and
mm-hmm.
to reconcile us and things and to perfect things for us. That's based on the mercy and the grace that the Most High has allowed us.
Exactly.
Because what the Most High established in the beginning was right and perfect. What happened? We, as his people, corrupted it because we didn't do our part. So Christ had to come as that reformer, the person that came to show us how to do right, how to get back right, how to get back on track as the Most High's people. All right? So now let's read that scripture, 1 Corinthians 10. Go from verses 1 to 4 because it brings out that it was Christ
okay.
that was dealing with us in the wilderness.
Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea,
mm-hmm.
and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea,
mm-hmm.
and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all eat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink,
mm-hmm.
for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
So now, what was going on at that time? Christ was giving them the spiritual meat and the spiritual drink that they needed to nourish themselves to be right in the Father,
mm-hmm.
right? A lot of us know the history of the people in the wilderness. They failed, didn't they?
Yes. It tells you later on in that chapter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because what? They didn't deal with the spiritual meat and the spiritual drink that they
mm-hmm.
needed. Now, when you look at this, right, what was the thing that the Most High was dealing with us? And go to Hebrews 4 real quick. Because it's going to show us in Hebrews 4, this is part of the review. What was it that was nourishing us, that spiritual meat and that spiritual drink? It wasn't literal. It wasn't the manna that the Most High caused, right, to come down on the earth so so that the people can gather and eat it, was it?
It wasn't the quails.
And it wasn't the quail. It was, that wasn't spiritual meat. That was literal
carnal meat. Carnal meat.
Carnal meat that what? Sustain the carnal body.
Yeah.
But what did the Most High say? Man does not live
by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
And we're going to read these two scriptures together.
Okay.
So, read that in Hebrews 4.
Hebrews 4, starting at verse 1.
Right, exactly.
Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it.
Right.
For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
So when you go back in Hebrews 3, you'll find out that he's talking about the children of Israel that came through the Red Sea and dwelt in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Was the them that the word that was preached to them didn't profit them. But is it a different word that's being preached to us now?
No.
It's the same word with the same stipulations.
Yeah.
Because remember, who was giving us this word?
The Lord, Christ.
Right, exactly. He was in the spirit form. We just read in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, in the 4th verse,
mm-hmm.
how the rock that we followed, meaning that pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day, that was the spirit of who?
Christ.
Christ. Mm-hmm. He was the one that was dealing with us in the wilderness, showing us and feeding us the spiritual meat. What we find out when we read in Hebrews, coming out of 3 going into 4, right to the point, the same gospel is preached, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's the same Christ yesterday, today, and forever.
Yep.
So our people got it twisted. Why? Because they've been taught by their enemies in the world. This is why they trip.
Mm-hmm.
And they come with all this strange doctrine and these different denominations. Because they're not understanding that when they read the scripture that says Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever, that's not metaphor. That's literal. Because the word of the Most High changes not.
Exactly.
Let's go to 1 Peter real quick.
Okay.
1 Peter.
Is one.
One. And go down to
24, 25?
Yeah, 24 and 25.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter,
mm-hmm.
chapter 1, verses 24 and 25.
Mm-hmm.
For all flesh is as grass,
mm-hmm.
and all the glory of man as the flower of grass.
Mm-hmm.
The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you.
So now the same gospel that was preached to them, that was based on what? The word of the Most High, the do's and don'ts,
yeah.
The ways in which we should praise Him, so on and so forth, that was preached to them in the wilderness. When you go back to Hebrews 4, coming out of 3, going into chapter 4,
mm-hmm.
when you look at Hebrews, the third chapter is talking about how the Most High was dealing with them through Christ to get them to do right. But because they didn't have the faith that they needed, it didn't profit them. All the things that they were being told about, the sacrifices and the way we should live according to the laws and commandments and statutes of the Most High, how we should set up our cities, how we should govern ourselves through His word, it didn't profit them because they didn't take heed to those things. Why? Because they didn't have faith
yeah.
and believe in the one that was given those things.
Exactly.
But the same word was preached to them as preached to us. And right here, what you see, that word is based on what? The word of the Lord that endureth forever.
Yes.
This word will never fail. It will never fade away. That's what we're reading here. And it says, and this is the word which by this gospel, what other gospel do we know about?
None that is correct according to the word of the Lord.
Exactly.
There are several out there,
exactly.
but they're not correct.
The gospel that's true is the one that's coming out of this Bible.
Yeah.
And it's based on this word that endured forever, that has never changed. Christ did not say, telling Moses, because the law and the commandments was given by the disposition of angels.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
He didn't say, well, it's okay today to be what? They've got the same-sex marriage stuff going on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay today to be a homosexual or a man to lie with a man like he lies with a woman, but it wasn't back then. No, because the word never changed.
Exactly.
What happened? The corrupt minds of men changed it. And what have they done? Through their philosophy, deceit, tradition, guile, as the scriptures say, they have what? Impregnated our people with these things, making it seem that it's okay because God is love.
Exactly.
But Christ never changed. The spirit that he was dealing in never changed. Mm-hmm. The words that he delivered to the children of Israel never changed. What happened? The children corrupted themselves in the philosophies and the doctrines of the world. That's why you have them in all pursuits of madness.
Exactly. See, and we went over a couple weeks ago mm-hmm. about how our people were put under the powers that be
mm-hmm.
because of their disobedience
mm-hmm.
to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That ties right into this today.
Right,
because
exactly.
As soon as we got into the promised land,
mm-hmm.
as soon as our ancestors got into the promised land, they went after the traditions of the other nations.
Right.
So the Lord raised those nations up over them.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? They did not want, they did not believe. They had
mm-hmm.
an evil heart of unbelief. They would not believe and obey the words of the Lord.
Right.
And they went into these other traditions.
Right. And is it because we're seeing this? Or is
no.
it all over the Bible?
It's recorded in the Bible.
Right.
Old, new, in between.
Right. We read about how before they got into the promised land good, the first generation that died off that came into the land, they died off, and then what did the children do? Start going into the
exactly.
nation's gods and idols.
Mm-hmm.
So now when you look in Hebrews, the third chapter, going into the fourth chapter,
mm-hmm.
it's recounting the same thing that you can read in Judges, and through the Kings and through the Chronicles.
Yep.
It's summing it up, what our problem is.
Yep.
And that's the point. So now when we look at this, how can we change something that's unchangeable? How can we make something fade away that can't fade away?
You can't.
See, because this says, here, let me read this 1 Peter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was it not Christ dealing with the Word of the Father? We're going to read it.
Exactly.
Yep. He was bringing us the Word of the Father, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Christ, in fact, himself referred to as the Word?
Yes, he was.
Okay. So now, when you read this, it says, For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. So now, let's go back to 1 Corinthians 1. And First Corinthians, the 10th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And let's read 1 through 4 again, and we're going to pay attention to the fourth verse, and we're going to bring things out.
Okay.
What was the spiritual meat and the spiritual drink that the Christ that never changed was giving the children of Israel? And is he still giving us the same spiritual meat and drink? Well, if we follow the consistency of the scriptures, we have to say yes. Because Jesus Christ, the same what?
Yesterday,
today
and
forever.
Forever.
Okay, go ahead, read the scripture.
1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 4.
Uh-huh.
Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant
mm-hmm.
how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And did all eat the same spiritual meat
mm-hmm.
and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ.
Right. So now, the spiritual meat and drink came from who?
Christ.
Now, was he in a manly form
no.
on earth as a man?
No.
He was in a spiritual form dealing with what? The same children that he's dealing with now. That's
yep.
another point.
Yep.
Because now, he changed it and went from the children of Israel, and then he's doing all nations now. That's a gross misinterpretation of what is written according to the Father. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob won't... No, let me read that, because I'm quoting it. Let me read it. So, in Malachi 3 and 6, it's the same thing he's talking about in Hebrews 13,
mm-hmm.
but he adds a little twist, because now he's bringing it back to who is this is all about and for.
Yep.
It says here, Malachi 3 and 6, For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Meaning the Most High is going to have mercy on Israel. But the point about it is, Israel has to come back to the Most High on his terms, the way he created us and wanted us to be.
Not on their own terms.
That's what this world has taught. We can do it as a Baptist. I can do it as a worldly concept, whatever denomination of Christian I am. Hell, I don't have to be Christian. I can be Muslim. I can do... Our people are into all these religions like what is sweet honey. But the Most High never bought us religion. He bought us a lifestyle, a conversation that we're supposed to live our lives in. And that conversation is based on what? His word.
Yeah.
This is the point that our people fail to deal with, and they try to make to fit their comfort and security.
Mm-hmm.
Christ be all things according to their own mind.
Exactly.
But Christ said, we just read,
mm-hmm.
I am the Lord, and I change not.
Exactly.
And he said, Paul recorded it, Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. Now, when we look at this thing, what was Christ doing? He was feeding them in the wilderness, the children of Israel, spiritual meat and spiritual drink.
Exactly.
According to 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4, right?
Yes.
What is that based on? Let's look. All right. Let's go to John 6 real quick. Because now we know it ain't literal. Because they got manna, rained down from heaven.
They got quail, they got water.
They got quail, they got water from a rock.
Yeah.
Where there was no water. They had sour water turn into sweet.
Yeah, with the three branches.
With the three branches dipped in the water, right?
Yeah.
So they got nourished carnally.
Yeah.
But that's not what this spiritual means. It says spiritual, not carnal.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it's not that, right? So let's deal with St. John 6. Let's start at verse 32.
John
32 through 35.
Okay, John 6, 32 through 35.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
So now this bread takes care of what? That spiritual thirst and hunger.
Yes.
He said bread. He didn't say drink. But the scripture in 1 Corinthians says spiritual meat and spiritual drink.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing
mm-hmm.
with the same Christ that never changed
mm-hmm.
that is being delivered unto the children.
Yeah.
And this is what our people grossly misinterpret. They think, oh, they say things like, oh, you ain't got to do that. The law is done away with.
Yeah.
God is love. So, and you get people that rationalize things according to their wicked concepts in their mind.
Yeah.
Like they have the mindset of the Most High.
Exactly.
You know, go ahead.
I was going to say, you have people that look right here at John 6:32
mm-hmm.
and say, well, Moses didn't give you that bread from heaven, so we ain't got to do what Moses was telling us to do. That,
but,
like you said, gross twisting of what the scriptures
right,
say.
Right.
That's not saying that.
But now, Christ already said in John, what, 5, Moses and
it's
him
it's
are
right
in agreement. Read,
it's right
read
here.
The scripture then, brother.
John 5, verse 45, down to 47.
Yeah, read it.
Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. So they were breaking the law, statutes, and commandments, the lifestyle that Christ gave Moses to give to them.
Mm-hmm.
So Christ, he was already done with them. I'm not saying anything different.
Mm-hmm.
It's already there. For 46, for had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words?
Right. So now, is him and Moses in opposition?
No.
According to that scripture, no. Why? Because the word of the Lord, what, does not fade away
mm-hmm.
and endures forever.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
It is not changing.
Yep.
His son that brought the word,
yep.
is he changing it?
No.
This is what the people have the, what, misinterpretation of what this word is going into.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to find the things that the Most High said, you ain't got to do that, you ain't got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not understanding why you don't have to do it, because it's still there. The law of sacrifice, do we go out and slaughter dumb animals? No. Why? Because the scriptures have concluded in Hebrews 9 and 10, that the Most High has already put a perfect sacrifice there waiting for us.
For all sacrifices since then.
Exactly.
Forever.
Forever. But the sacrifice isn't
done
wiped
away.
Away.
Yeah.
It's perfected and reconciled in our Lord and Savior Christ, because he is that sacrifice. So the scriptures tell you things like, this man, after sacrificing himself
mm-hmm.
once and forever,
yep.
in Hebrews 10,
yeah.
he went and sat on the right-hand side of the Most High.
Yeah.
Why did he sacrifice himself? Because we needed a sacrifice, because the Most High said, that's what we need for remission of sins.
Yeah.
That's why he did it. He did it because the Most High said in the beginning, because you sinned back in the garden, the coat cover of goats and the skin covering the
coverings made of animal skin.
Skins in Genesis, yeah. With Adam and Eve, mm-hmm. was the sacrifice. Those things were done to cover their sins.
Yes.
Not literal clothes putting on them. That's metaphor.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, mm-hmm. that's not metaphor.
Yeah. And the sacrifices were back in that time also, because you look at why did Cain get jealous of Abel?
Right.
Because Abel's sacrifice
was
right and Cain's wasn't.
Exactly. The scriptures tell you that. So now, Christ came as a reconciler, not a destroyer of those things. Yep. So the scripture fits when it says Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, because he didn't do away with the sacrifice. He perfected it within himself based on the what? Will of the Father.
Yep.
And that's where we have to get an understanding of all the scriptures. The things have not been changed. They have been perfected.
Exactly.
The things that what? Now, basically what the Most High has done through Christ, through this unchanging spirit that is Christ, is he just left us with the part that we have to work on with our minds.
Yep.
That's the obedience.
Yep.
We don't have to rich go out and do all this literal getting incense to burn at the altar or this and that.
Yeah.
Why? Because the altar is reconciled through who?
Through Christ. We
Why? Because he's the temple that was built without hands.
Exactly.
Scriptures tell you that. These are the things that we have to understand, that this is, didn't change. But now, what people readily do, they say, well, Christ forgave our sins. So what, we have a license to sin now? That's the point that people miss. So now, if something was sinful, and the word that was delivered unto you, this unchanging, ever-enduring word, said it was sinful at one point, at which point did it make it righteous? This is the thing that our people have to understand.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, really, let's get back right here.
Okay.
Remember, the children were being nourished with what? The spiritual meat and the spiritual drink.
Yeah.
We just went to a scripture in John 6,
yeah.
32, to prove that the same one that was given in the spiritual meat and spiritual drink then, because we read in Hebrews 4, the same gospel that was preached to them is preached to us. Is coming through who?
Through
the
Christ.
Same person that was giving it to them in the wilderness.
Exactly.
And did Christ. He change the words up, though?
No.
Because he's the bread of heaven, right?
Exactly.
Now, let's go to Matthew, the bread of heaven that he said he was, 4:4.
Yeah. Okay. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Because this is the spiritual meat and drink that's going to what? Nourish our people into mm-hmm. what? That rest or that righteousness.
Yep.
Because it's not about the carnal bread from heaven, the manna, that rain. It's not about the quails, right?
Yep.
That the Most High gave them to their what came out of their eyeballs.
Yeah.
It's not about the water that he struck from the rock when there was no water, right?
Yeah.
It's not about the bitter water that was made sweet in the wilderness, right?
Yeah.
To nourish their hunger and their thirst. It's about the spiritual meat and spiritual drink. What is that? That should be a question. And did this Christ that never changed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did he change the spiritual meat and spiritual drink from the wilderness to now?
No, that's because it was his words.
Exactly.
If he would change his words, he would change.
Right, exactly. And he said, I am the Lord, I change not. Right, so now,
we're going to say it for the NRSV people, I don't change.
Right. Right, it doesn't matter what translation you want to. I can't say
exactly.
That because they done translated it so much they changed the words.
Yeah, exactly.
But when you look at it, it says simply that the Most High is not changing.
Mm-hmm.
And his son, Christ, is not changing.
Because
he came to do the will of the Father. So now, let's read, go to John real quick.
Uh-huh.
Let's read John 7, read verse 38 through 39.
Okay. John 7,
mm-hmm.
38 and 39.
Because we're still dealing with we know now, according to the scriptures, that Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm-hmm.
His mission yesterday, when he was dealing with the children in the wilderness,
mm-hmm.
was to deliver what? Spiritual meat and spiritual drink for them to nourish themselves spiritually on and grow into spiritual creatures on one accord with the Most High.
Exactly, in the same spirit.
In the same spirit. So now, that same Christ yesterday, today, and forever, meaning the one that we're still dealing with now, because he just said that he was the what? Bread from heaven, right?
Exactly.
He
yep.
testified of himself.
Mm-hmm.
We have the records. That same guy that we claim in this earth is feeding us with the same spiritual milk, meat and the same spiritual drink because he said, I am the Lord, I change not. Okay.
Yep.
So now go to John 6.
7:38 and 39.
Okay. Yeah.
He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
So now, first of all, how do we have to believe on Christ?
As the scripture has said.
So in just the New Testament or in the Old Testament too?
The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Exactly. So now, we have to believe on Christ as the scriptures display
mm-hmm.
him, not with interpretation, yeah. but going into the scriptures to get the understanding. Why? Because in the Old Testament, he said, I am the Lord, I change not.
Exactly.
Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed.
Exactly.
In the New Testament, it was written about him that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Simple, right?
Yep.
In the New Testament, it's written, I am the Alpha
and the
Omega.
Yep.
Right? The beginning and the end.
Yep.
All right. Okay, so now let's go back to this and read this.
John 7:39. But this spake he of the Spirit which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
So now what's going to happen? The ones that believe on him, as the scripture has said,
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen? They're going to get partake in a spiritual meat and spiritual drink to nourish themselves and understand.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be able to take this word and relay it as it is written to the masses of the people, so they can partake in that spirit, and then what will happen, as the new covenant has said,
mm-hmm.
the people will grow in this nourishment, and then you won't have every man in his neighbor teaching, know ye the Lord.
Because they'll
all know
him. Because I'll put it in their mind.
Exactly.
That's how he's going to do it.
Right.
And that's the formulation of the church
exactly.
in the book of Acts.
Exactly. But it's got to be based on what? What we're reading here.
Yep, the word of
based
the Lord.
Based on a spiritual meat and drink that's
mm-hmm.
never going to make you thirst ever again.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So now, this is the thing that we have to get a grip on. Now, we just quoted Hebrews 10.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Hebrews 8.
Yeah, Hebrews 8. Yeah.
About the new covenant.
Yeah.
That's going to be based on them nourishing themselves on that meat and drink. Because now, when it talks about the Lord being glorified here in verse 39 in chapter John 7, it's talking about him dying. Because
yeah.
he also said in the earth, that spirit, that unchanging spirit that never changes is going to be dispersed on the masses when I what? Leave. John 16.
Yep.
It is expedient.
That I go. But I will not leave you comfortless.
That's that spirit he's going to disperse on his servants.
Yeah.
Now,
it wasn't any one individual.
Exactly.
It was the understanding of the whole scripture
right.
perfectly as he understood it, given to other men, like you said, to relay it to other men.
Exactly. And what's going to happen? It's going to be like building blocks.
Exactly.
Not one man is going to have it all, but when he meets and knits up with that one guy,
they'll hook up
and their understanding will what? Make them more perfected.
Yep, exactly.
The same way that that's how this thing is built.
Yep.
That's why the scriptures tell us in Ephesians 4, there's one body with many parts and every joint knits together to minister what his purpose and what his duty and what his ability has brought it.
Yep.
And that's how the body of Christ is going to edify itself in love. Edify means to teach,
mm-hmm.
build up. So now, this is what we have to get an understanding, but it's all based on what? That one focal point. The pinnacle at the top is who?
Christ.
Thank you. That's what we have to get an understanding of. That focal point, that pinnacle never changed what he was teaching. Fear the Most High and keep his commandments. Never change.
Yep.
That concept of pinnacle, coming from that pinnacle, that Christ, sitting on what? The top to do what? Reign over us and bring us back to the Most High, never changed what he said. When he came in the fleshly form, what did he say? Repent.
Yep.
For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Exactly. Repent back to what, though?
Exactly.
That one spirit.
Exactly. That word that never changed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing it to you. Christ didn't change it, right?
Yeah.
So now, when we're looking at this, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, mm-hmm. let's look, because now we're getting an understanding here mm-hmm. that this spiritual meat, spiritual drink, mm-hmm. and the gospel and everything is brain food.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Let's look in Romans 7, verse 14.
Right.
And we'll see exactly what it's talking about, mm-hmm. this brain food is. Romans 7, 14.
All right. Mm-hmm. Romans 7, verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin.
Okay. We are all carnal. We all have sinful natures,
right.
okay, in us. But the law is spiritual. There are laws, statutes, and commandments all through the Bible. Mm-hmm. Paul even said, I believe it's in Romans 14, the things that I'm talking to you are the commandments
mm-hmm.
of God.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 14 and 37.
If you consider yourself spiritual.
Yeah, you'll understand that I'm speaking the commandments of God.
Exactly.
Yep. And I want to go
the
to...
the spiritual meat and the spiritual drink. That's
exactly.
what you're bringing forth.
Exactly. And I want to bring out one scripture in Wisdom of Solomon 1.
Right.
15 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
It says, for righteousness is immortal. Who is our example of righteousness? Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Immortal, forever, change not.
Mm-hmm.
16. But ungodly men with their works and words called it to them. Because it was talking in the scriptures above that about death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, ungodly men with their actions and words called death to them. For when they thought to have it their friend, they consumed it to naught, and they made a covenant with it because they are worthy to take part in it. So they made a covenant with death. How? Because our ancestors and even us today forsake that covenant with Christ.
Right.
And we say, no, we don't want that rest. We don't want immortal life. We don't want to be right with the Lord. We want death. And you can see the results of that even today in our community. You can see it back in the day in the Bible because
right.
it tells you what happened when
right.
We don't take heed to this.
Right.
So it is taking heed to, I mean, the nail has already been driven home, and we just drove it underground a little bit one more. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but it is the words, the laws, statutes, and commandments.
But we often say we don't want to beat a dead horse, but then when you look at the multitudes and multitudes of prophets that went out to teach the people.
It's the same thing.
Saying the same thing. Israel is wicked. You got to repent.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't like when you say that to them. That's why a lot of these worldly pastors with that worldly Christian doctrine is so appealing to the people because they'll appeal and they'll twist these words
mm-hmm.
to make it comfortable and I guess, what do you call that word? Easy on the palate. Palatable?
Palatable.
Right.
Yeah.
Or something that you can easily consume and it tastes good.
Yeah.
Like we say,
ears,
like sweet
yeah.
honey.
Yeah.
Sweet to the ear.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what it is, and that's why the prophets had the hard time that they had. When you look at the prophets in the Old Testament, what were they telling the people?
To repent.
To turn yeah. back to the Most High.
Yeah. And it right. tells you in the Bible, in Hebrews 11, these brothers were out, they were living in the wilderness, they were persecuted, killed,
mm-hmm.
but what? The world was not worthy for these brothers.
Exactly.
Because they were righteous and they made it their duty to go out, obey the Lord and go out and tell the people.
Exactly. So now, let's deal with something now. Let's go back because we're dealing with this. Christ said in Matthew 4, what? You do not live by
4.
Matthew
yep.
4 and 4, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Father.
Yeah.
It's the spiritual meat and the spiritual drink that he was dealing with them, according to 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4.
Yeah.
The same spiritual meat and the same spiritual meat he brought to them in the New Testament when you read, we read it in John 6. 32 through 35, where you said, I'm the bread from heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm the one.
Yep.
If you deal with me, you're never going to hunger or thirst again. That was that spiritual meat, spiritual drink mm-hmm. in the wilderness. Same thing. Right? Now we know, according to the scriptures, Malachi 3 and 6, I am the Lord, I change not.
Yep.
Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ is same yesterday, today, and forever.
Exactly.
So what is he dealing with us? What is this spiritual meat and drink that he's dealing with us now? Has it changed?
No.
No, because the word of the Most High has never changed.
Yep.
Our people try to separate it. You read it.
The
law is spiritual.
Yep. And righteousness
that's a spiritual meat.
Yep. Exactly.
That's part of that spiritual meat. and that spiritual drink. The law is spiritual. Man does not live by bread alone, but every word, because the word, matter of fact, John 6:63. Why does man live by spiritually the word? Why? Wasn't the law part of the word?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what Christ was delivering to us, and he's still delivering it to us to this day. Read the scripture, bro.
John 6:63.
Mm-hmm.
It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
So the words Christ was speaking is the spiritual meat and the drink that he brought in the wilderness.
Yep.
That's why he just said right here, the word that I speak is spiritual and what? Life.
Yep.
The carnal understanding, which is the flesh, is not profitable to us.
Nope.
It is the spiritual understanding, which is the words that Christ is bringing. That is the spiritual meat and drink that it talked about what he was dealing with us in the wilderness in 1 Corinthians 10:4.
Yes.
The word.
Exactly.
Did that word change?
No.
Okay. Therefore, what? Ye sons of Jacob won't be consumed.
Exactly.
Why? Because he's going to bring that same word in the last day and teach us how to follow it.
Yeah.
What? Brain food, like you said.
Yeah.
We have to get our minds right to follow the unchanging one that is who? Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He's the beginning and the end.
Yep. We have to do the hard work to examine the scriptures versus examine ourselves and where ourself is lacking.
Right.
We have to change so that we are according to the scriptures. You know, some doctrines, basically, if you look at it, some doctrines out on this earth require you only to get about 10 pair of shoes, a nice car, 10 suits, have a nice edge up, and pay your tithes and all that stuff, and go to church every Sunday and do the rent money dance.
Mm-hmm.
That's get a feeling off of somebody doing the rent money dance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing because there is no, Christ was not teaching people about, matter of fact, he taught against people glorifying in their clothing and trying to be better than everybody else, uplifting themselves. He is our head and leader in this path into the kingdom, but he did not lift himself up one bit. Now, if you see men glorifying themselves, coming out with their own editions of the Bible, for instance, always talking about we and I and me, that should be the first clue right there that something's wrong with that.
Exactly.
But our people, like you say, it's sweet to the ear. They want to suck it up like honey.
Exactly.
But we have to change from that.
Right. That's the repentance.
Yep.
To come back to the word, living according to the word. Remember the scriptures talked about in Ephesians 4.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be what? Corrupted by your deceitful lust.
Exactly.
But be renewed in the mind and put on what?
That new man which after God is created in righteousness and
true
holiness. And righteousness is immortal.
Right.
Okay, it's
and
been forever,
ever.
And it will be forever.
Exactly.
And that's our example.
Exactly. So now, let's deal with this. Christ was bringing us that spiritual meat and spiritual drink, and we pointed it out over several scriptures. Don't live by bread alone, but by the word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Most High.
Yep.
John 6:63, the words that I speak, they are spirit, they are life.
Yep.
The law is spiritual, but
yep.
we are carnal.
Yep.
So now, we have to combat the carnal, right?
Yes, we
so
do.
So why did Paul say the law is spiritual, but I am carnal? Because that spiritual meat is what combats the what? Carnal man.
Yep.
It whips the carnal man into a frenzy and kills him, puts him to death. That's the point. Now, we can't discount that which is spiritual and say we're spiritual. Because what are people saying? The laws are being done away with, right?
Yep.
Why? Who told you that? The world told you
that. The Bible didn't tell you
that. The Bible didn't say that because Christ came in Matthew 5:17 and said, think not that I had come to destroy the law or the prophets. So that means anything that was written in the law, anything the prophet had prophesied to and said, is not done away with or destroyed. He came to what? Fulfill. See, he fulfilled it. Meaning that means we don't have to do it.
No.
No, that's what your gross misinterpretation.
That's what you've been taught.
Righteousness is what? Everlasting. That's what the scripture says.
Yeah.
We still have to learn to live righteously, so you do have to do it. But now what do you have to do? You have to get it in your mind to do it. because in the end, that's what's going to be the saving grace. Christ did not change these things. He did not change the understanding of what was going to get the children secure in the promised land.
Exactly.
By them mixing the gospel and the word with what? Faith.
Mm-hmm.
They would have been secure in the promised land. But because they didn't do that, it explains to us in 1 Corinthians 10, verses 5 through like 8.
Yeah.
And Hebrews 3. And the beginning of Hebrews, the fourth chapter,
yeah.
Because they didn't do that, they were what? Punished by the Most High, and this is what the state that you see our people in now, all scattered and corrupted in their minds. But the same word is going to reconcile us back to who? The Father in the end, isn't it? Because what do we have to do? We have to use that word, the spiritual meat, the spiritual drink, to get ourselves in line. Now, when he was delivering this word in the wilderness, the spiritual meat, the spiritual drink, let's look at what it was for. Galatians 3, verse 19.
Okay, Galatians 3,
uh-huh.
verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore then serveth the law? So what is the law for?
Mm-hmm.
It was added because of transgression
mm.
till the seed should come to whom the promise was made.
And who the promise was made?
To
started
whom?
With who?
To Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Okay, right.
And they didn't need somebody to give them a law.
Exactly.
So between the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob till the time that our people came out of Egypt, what happened? Transgression.
Exactly.
Sin.
Mm-hmm.
Because what? Our people went into another nation and went into their ways and culture.
Exactly.
Okay. Till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator.
So now, this word, this law was given to who? Moses. To give to us. And why was it given to us? Because of what? Transgression.
Yeah.
Do we still have transgressions in our lives now?
Oh, yeah.
So the same words that was given to them on the do's and the don'ts is the same word we have to take heed to now.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to do it based on the examples that were shown to us. The main example is what? Get our minds right and don't be like our forefathers in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a ready mind to serve the Lord, not getting these words and like they're just not profitable to us because we don't take heed to them.
Exactly.
That's the point. Read Romans 3, verse 1. What advantage then hath the Jew? Or what profit is there of circumcision, much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. What are the oracles of God? We just read about them. It was the word that was being delivered into the hands of a mediator by the angels to give to the people. That's what the advantage of us being the Lord's people. But we don't want to be the Lord's people. Why? Because we want to change everything and think that we have security in that. When Christ, the one that everyone claims, said, listen, I'm the same cat from yesterday that was given Moses by the understanding of the Most High to clean your act up and quit transgressing against the word. And what was the transgression of? The words of the Most High. You were transgressing against them.
Yep.
He's the same cat that did that in the wilderness because that's the spiritual meat and spiritual drink. In the fleshly form, he was the same cat saying, I am the bread from heaven. I am the Lord, I change not.
Yep.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, forever. Christ, the Alpha and Omega. But what has happened in the world? Through what? Vain philosophy and deceit, guile.
Yes.
The word has been what? Corrupted.
Yep.
And our people have gone headlong into it.
Yes, exactly. And the word is contaminated by the vile and guile and deceit of men.
Exactly.
And then people follow into that. That doesn't mean that changed doctrine is right.
Exactly.
The only doctrine that's right is what is according to the words of the Lord.
Exactly.
We have to understand that. We don't understand that because some of our people believe in that protecting a block that doesn't belong to them is their doctrine of life.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Right.
Some people believe that wearing the fanciest hat to church on Sunday is the and going and hearing that madness is the doctrine of life.
Right.
No, none of that is in the Bible. It's only the stuff that's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
only.
Yeah, that's why cats got tattoos stuff for life on them.
Yeah,
and that's what their doctrine is.
Yeah,
that's what their belief system is based on.
Yeah.
They are to be a thug for life.
Yeah, and that's why the scriptures say a bloody and deceitful man will not live out half his days.
Exactly.
So why are our youngsters dying young?
Because they're trying to be thugs for life.
Bloody and deceitful.
And they're not dealing with this wholesome word that comes to teach us how we're supposed to live according to the way that he meant for us to live from the beginning.
Exactly.
Remember, let's go to Ephesians real quick. I just want to bring out a point since you just touched on something. Ephesians 4, let's read verse 22 to 24.
Okay.
This is something that we have to deal with, understanding what we need to do, because what? The conversation and the lifestyle has never changed. And Christ never taught us anything to do contrary to what was said to us from the beginning. Why? Let's read this.
Ephesians 4,
mm-hmm.
starting at 22.
Mm-hmm.
That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust,
mm-hmm.
and be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that you put on that new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
So now, wait a minute. Didn't the Most High said, let us create man in our own image?
Yes,
okay.
He did.
So the new man reverts back to what?
That man, that perfect man that was in the beginning.
Exactly. Jesus Christ is saying what?
Yesterday,
today,
and
forever. So when we come back to the Most High, we have to come back to him through Christ, as he intended us to be from the beginning. Why? Because his righteousness and the way that he meant us to live never changed.
Exactly.
Christ didn't bring something new and changed it all. That's why the scripture says that when we put on this new man, it has to be after or in the image of the one that created us to be true righteous and true holy
Amen.
Creatures on earth.
Yes.
That's what we have to get a grip on. Now, let's just deal with some of these things that people say have changed. Just a couple. I'll just go through a couple.
Okay.
Since the hot topic is the gay marriage thing, right? Go to Leviticus 18. Let's read verse 22.
Okay. Leviticus.
And I'm just going to expedite a little bit. I'm going to go to Romans 1 when you finish.
Okay.
That.
Leviticus 18, verse 22.
Uh-huh.
Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind.
Now, this comes from the law that is spiritual. It's one of the what? Don'ts.
Yep.
We got do's and don'ts.
Yep.
A man shall not lie with mankind as he lies with a womankind. That means an intimate in relationship, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's flip forward if it's just now what they say. Oh, it's all love. I see gay couples raising kids, and it's love, and I see the kids of it. They're so together and this and that.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if we can explain it that way, because that's what we try to do. We try to deduce things according to our corrupt minds, where the scriptures have concluded. We are carnal. We have to get what's spiritual in us. We have to nourish ourselves on the spiritual meat and the spiritual drink to get it right, not
exactly.
Our carnal minds.
Yep.
I'm going to read real quick in Romans 1, verse 26. Let's see if Paul is describing, oh, it's just love, it's two couples, it's just good. And this is in the New Testament. Romans 1, verse 26. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. Why? Because through their what? Turning to idols and worshiping other gods, they started to do corrupt things within themselves.
Yeah.
It says, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature.
They were lying with other women.
And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense, the reward, of their error which was meet, meaning due, or good. So now, the payment for that is what? Destruction and judgment based on thus saith the Lord. When he said in Leviticus 18:22. Don't lie with a man like you lie with a mankind, and we just proved that what?
Mm-hmm.
That word that was given to Moses to tell us came from what? The disposition of angels.
Yep.
It was the spiritual meat and the spiritual drink that was being given to them, the do's and the don'ts. It didn't change in the New Testament, and it definitely hasn't changed now. Why? Because the same Christ that delivered that word to Moses, the pillar of fire at night, the cloud by day, that was feeding the children of spiritual meat, he ain't changed. That Christ said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. It didn't change. men have corrupted themselves.
Yeah.
And that's why it says he gave them up to what? Their vile affections.
Yep.
And they're going to be judged based on that. These are the kind of things that we have to understand. So you can't say, oh, that law is done away with. Because right here, Paul is saying what? Women with women and men with men in intimate relationships is not good. Right?
Because they receive in themselves, meaning in their bodies, that payment for their sin, which was due to them.
Right.
Why? Because they went into their carnal lust. And when they get sick and die,
right,
is there any stopping that?
No, it's not.
Why? Because it's from the Lord.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to read something real quick. Since we're on that topic.
Yep.
Jude, hot topic in the earth today. Jude, does this sound like a man or someone that had changed it when we read the consistency from Leviticus in the law that people say is done away with, Leviticus 18 and 22, to what we're dealing with now? What Paul was bringing out in Romans, was that a good thing? No, it's not just all love. It's not just all good. Jude 1 and verse 7. It says, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh and set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Guess what? Remember, that's eternal fire.
Yeah.
So now, if it was all good with what they were doing in Sodom and Gomorrah back then, and it's okay now, why are they committed to eternal fire?
Because the Lord said so.
He said that I am the Lord, I change that.
Yep.
All right, now let's deal with something real quick now.
Uh-huh.
When we look at this, because people try to change it into an all-nations doctrine, right?
Yep.
Go to Leviticus 19, read verses 5 and 6.
Okay. Leviticus 19, verses 5 and 6.
Right. This is the same Christ that delivered this to tell the children of Israel, the same Christ yesterday, today, and forever. He didn't deliver denominations and religions.
Mm-hmm.
He delivered what? That conversation that we're supposed to walk in. That's his word.
Yep.
The lifestyle we're supposed to live.
Exactly.
According to his word. Read that.
You said Leviticus 19?
Yeah, Leviticus 19, verses 5 and... Excuse me. Exodus 19.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's
all right. Verse 5 and 6. I know you're
okay.
Looking at me like I'm going
to... No. I thought it was a typo or something. Leviticus... Oh, man, I'm doing it now. Exodus 19, verses 5 and 6.
Uh-huh.
Now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, that gospel,
mm-hmm,
that word of the Lord, that is forever,
mm-hmm,
and keep my covenant,
mm-hmm,
then ye shall be a peculiar treasure,
mm-hmm,
unto me above all people.
Right.
For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
So now Christ came in the end and changed it, right? And made it to all nations. This
really
is what people say. He's still the same Christ that was feeding the children of Israel the spiritual meat is the same Christ that's feeding the children of Israel the spiritual meat today.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go to all nations, but
yeah,
no, you said the Gentiles. That's your gross misinterpretation, because Christ never changed.
Uh-huh.
He came with a commandment from the Father to deal with who? His people.
Mm-hmm.
The same way he's dealing with them in the wilderness is the same way he's dealing with them in this wilderness.
Uh-huh.
We are in.
Yep.
Right? So now, I'll read 1 Peter 2. Let's read that again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus 19,
mm-hmm,
5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's right here. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
So that went to Israel, right? So I'm going to read 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but now are the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. So now, the whole point about this is what? That is going to who?
The
same people,
the
children of Israel. Why? Because they were dispersed and scattered based on their rebellion and their pride, their arrogancy, and their sinful ways against the Most High.
Yep.
And he told them that he would do this to them.
Yes,
so now,
did.
When we get this scripture, we have to understand that it didn't change. It's all the same. Let me close out here because our time balance is running short. I'm going to go to Hebrews real quick, and I'm going to read in Hebrews the first chapter. We did it real quick last week, but we'll go over it and we'll close it out right here. Hebrews 1, verse 1. God hath at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. So we know that's coming through Christ, right?
Yep.
He's the one that we're supposed to listen to and follow.
Yep.
Hebrews 1, jumping down to verse 8. But unto the Son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of his hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up. But they shall be changed.
And they shall be changed.
And they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. So this whole thing with changing his program is foolishness, because it's the same God that came to us in the wilderness. Having said that, we give all praises to the Most High in Christ for this understanding, and we say shalom.
Whether or not we know it, and he'll forgive all our sins,
forgive our sins,
yes. And all he has of us, oh yeah, if we give each other love, oh yeah.
Love your mother,
she bore you. Love your mom,
honey, work for you.
Love your sister,
good to you.
Love your brother,
love your brother.
You'll be merciful, my friend. Oh, yes, yeah, he will. All the answers I know.
The Body of Christ Repentance Network. www.thebocc.com.